What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe, and if you've been here before, welcome back. If you've never been here, this is a show where I come on with people much smarter than me to talk about really cool stuff that you can do as a creator to level up your whatever you're creating. So if it's a live show, a podcast, a book, a blog, a Discord server, which is what we're going to be talking about today. Because here in just a couple minutes, my new friend, Keely Dunn of Discord for Creators is going to be joining me to talk about Discord. Now, you might hear some background noise. There's some children on the other side of this wall that I'm pretty sure is made out of paper. So I apologize for any thuds, and I will mute while Keely is giving us a Discord education and try to monitor that. But I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for joining me. Hit that like, share, subscribe, all those fun things. And I used to have like a little subscribe button that would pop up, but I don't know where it's at. And then real quick, I want to give a shout out to Ritual Motion. And they do too, behind me. Ritual Motion, new sponsor of the show. They're kind of a unique positioning. So they sit right in the intersection of community, the creator economy, and the emergence of Web3. Their vision for Ritual Motion is to become the preferred create-to-earn, view-to-earn platform where creators and viewers will build wealth in a decentralized and tokenized economy. So there you go. And they are also dropping an NFT project right here called BlockBots. So you can go check that out at blockbots.io. And if you are not watching, it's BlockBotz.io. So you can go check that out. And yeah, that is Ritual Motion. And they are a big supporter of the show. And I'm working with those guys to help you creators. So there we go. That's the whole pitch. That's the whole thing. And then also, I used to do some segments on the show. I really stopped doing them. Let me know if you want them back and I'll bring them back. But I think being a solo host and doing a bunch of segments before I bring someone else on was like a little tedious and honestly to me just quite boring because I was like, in the podcast news today, Donald Trump made $1 million podcasting or something weird. And then there's no reaction. There's no response. It was just me reacting to my own news find. So let me know if you want those back. I'll bring them back. But anyway, I'm going to shut up now. I'm going to get ready to bring my friend on, Keely Dunn, the queen of Discord. That's what I call her. It's queen of Discord. I don't know if that's real. But she is the founder of Discord for creators, and she's helping a ton of creators, just like you and I, get their community together, get it organized, and level up their memberships, level up their monetization, all that fun stuff. So we're going to jump right into it. I'm going to bring her on, and I'm going to remind her to unmute herself. But here she is, Keely Dunn. What's up? How are you?
Hey, friend. I'm awesome. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm trying to talk really fast so all the background noise like doesn't bleed through, and then I'm like muting my button. So a little different show, but it's exciting. Change is good.
Don't worry about it whatsoever. I mean, the kids are there. It's fine. It's fine. It's live. We got this.
Kids are having fun. It's all fun and games until a monster truck flies through this back wall and hits me in the head, and then I'm going to be
exactly.
Then I'm going to be upset about it. But until then, it'll be fun. Well, first of all, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come be on the show. I'm super excited. I know we have never officially met until about 15 minutes ago. And even then, we didn't even do our little small talk and all that stuff. We just kind of started chatting about life and whatever. So I feel like I already know you really well. And
I feel a little bit hurt because I've been watching several of your shows, and just like any good live stream viewer, I feel very attached to you. Like, I feel like I really know you. So it's kind of dismaying to find
this
out.
That's unfortunate for you that you feel like you know me. I'm like, that must be, you must have a really boring life to chase me around the internet.
Well, that may be a little bit true, but still, you know, I think it's been really fun. One of the things about, you know, us being live streamers is that you start creating all these contacts and little networks, and you sort of dive into some person's content maybe for a couple of weeks, and maybe you find something that resonates, maybe you don't. And then, you know, you're like, oh, this person, they're on their show and I'm going to go find that person. And then you just start branching off. And I hear that's what they call networks on the internet.
Yeah, so that's cool. Networking, I guess. Well, and that's kind of what happened, you know, how I found out about you, because all of a sudden I saw all these Facebook communities that I was a part of going, hey guys, we're going over to Discord. Not that we're leaving this, but we're just going over to Discord. And I'm like, what the heck is Discord? Like, what is this? And then I get on there and I'm like, oh, is this like made for gamers? Like, do I got to be a gamer to be on? You know, it was like, I was so confused, and still, quite frankly, I still confused, and I have a Discord server. And but anyway, every time in those communities, I would see you like leading the pack, and I'm like, wait a second, like this lady's like a Discord pro, like she knows what she's doing. And so that's when I started following you around and trying to pick up tips and tricks and watch your YouTube channel and all that kind of fun stuff. But I think it was like Doc Rock and the Ecamm crew where I learned about you. So I'm excited to jump right into this, and some people in the chat are saying they're excited to learn about this as well. So before we jump into the tool for building a community, can you just give me a little insight on like, why is it important for us as creators to now do one more thing on top of creating the content, but now like going and creating more content and building relationships? Like, why is it so important for us to build a community?
I'm not sure that every single person needs to build a community, every single creator. But what I do think is, if you're the kind of creator who's trying to build a relationship with people such that they have a deep sense of trust with you, they want to consume your content, learn from your content, they want to be a part of your world, they want to make friends with the other people who are in your orbit, who are pursuing the same sort of goals, that's where these very intimate community relationships are absolutely essential. And it's hard to build those on what I would call sort of more one and a half way communication platforms like YouTube. You know, when you and I are streaming and we've got this audience and we're interacting with their comments and we think, yeah, this is really great, we're having a two-way conversation, it's nothing like when you can get into a tool like Discord, but not exclusively, but like Discord, where you can really have that back and forth, and then other people are jumping in the conversation, and you can be in text, and you can be in voice, and you can be sharing memes, and you can be doing all these things that help you learn about each other. That's where the power of Discord comes in. So if that's the kind of creator you are, where you're looking for those super fans or those true fans, then this is something that you might want to think about.
So when you're talking about super fans or true fans, do you think it is only beneficial for me to build a community if I have like an offer, or I plan on making an offer, like a business transaction? Or should I be thinking about this anyway, just to grow my, you know, influence or my, you know, whatever? Like, or is it like, hey, this is totally just monetary, or, you know, to make more money, to monetize? What's your thoughts on that? Or should I be looking at it?
I think you should be looking at it either way, because what you might have, for example, with the community that I started on Discord and sort of my other, my hyphenate other business, I had built a community, but I didn't have an offer for a very, very long time. I just had, I want people to learn about field hockey umpiring. I want them to cheer each other on. I want them to support each other. And I want to be able to share stuff that I know. And it took me, well, about 14 years to figure out how I could, you know, possibly monetize it, or, you know, create it into a business. And that's when I started realizing, if I bring people closer together, then I can learn what I can provide to them. So if you don't have that. I think if you don't have that connection, you can't hear the questions they're asking of you. You can't hear what value you actually can give to them. So, you know, you've got to find the problem to solve. And if you're not hearing back from the people who have the problems, you're not going to solve anything. You're just talking to have fun, which is fine, which is great.
Yeah. I love the fact that it's, you know, you're kind of building your own market to research, essentially. It's like, you know, you could go out there, you could do all the heavy lifting and maybe dive into other people's communities and all that stuff. But when you're, like you said, building that trust, building that relationship, mm-hmm. people will probably open up and give you more issues that you can help solve than, you know, you're ever going to find out with someone else's community. And so I think that's, you know, I think that's important, because I know oftentimes people who are trying to help others create a Discord or a Facebook group or some type of community is always like, you got to have an offer. And I'm like, I don't think so, in my opinion, because long term it might change. Like right now, I may not have an offer. Like you said, you didn't have an offer, but you built that trust with that community. You gave. And then when it was time to say, hey, I have this product, now everyone's like, you got a better percentage going, yeah, duh, we've been here for 5 years, 10 years. We're hanging out with you. So let's do it.
Yeah.
So I love that.
It's interesting when you use that word offer, because you and I know, because we're in this space, that the word offer means I have something to sell you that's going to solve a problem for you that is valuable. But actually, when you strip it back from that social media marketing speak and you go, well, I have something to offer you, is not necessarily something monetary. And in those conversations with people, I think you need to have something to offer, but you don't have to have an offer. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That
so
makes sense.
There
yeah.
needs to be something that you can mm-hmm. give to people in that Discord community that you can't do the same way somewhere else. Otherwise, there's no purpose to it. So
I guess
it's
like
the uniqueness of that. Yeah.
So I guess the currency is in this situation is like, it's not necessarily money, but it still is time. It's still investment.
Yes.
And for, and I think the biggest thing that I've struggled with building a community or trying, I'm going to say trying to, because I just haven't with creating daily or my, you know, my podcast side of my business, has been time and energy just for me to be in these places and creating these conversations, which I got some questions about. So we can, I'll save it.
I'm
for
here for
later.
This. I'm here for this. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. So, okay. So we're talking a little bit about that. We talked about building a community and why it's important. And I really do want to, I want to jump right into Discord, because I think it's a very interesting platform. But most people, when they think about communities, may think about Facebook groups or Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee. So how is Discord different? How is it? Why would you prefer that over the others?
Oh, so many reasons. I think so. I moved from a Facebook group onto Discord. That was sort of my migration path. And I was highly motivated to find an environment where people wanted to engage with each other, and they could more easily search for the things that were interesting to them. And whether that's by actual text-based searching or just being able to scan the material. And I'm already pointing at my Discord screen because I'm very like that. What, you can't see what I'm pointing at? But to be able to scan over subject areas and see, oh, here's a topic that might be interesting to me. It is so much easier to do that in this style of group presentation. And those of us who have been a little bit older, you know, and we were around back in the bulletin board days and that sort of thing, we understand this left to right organization, the hierarchy of the really, really broad, and then you see the subcategories and subcategories. This totally makes sense to me as being an old person. So I find this more intuitive than Facebook, which is very much more of a, here's a piece and now you've dove and you're into it. You've been sucked in and you can't find your way out. You can't search for anything else. Mm-hmm. And for me, a lot of the platforms have that problem. So if you're sharing something, if your offer is of value, you want people to be able to find the parts that really appeal to them or that really solve their problems more quickly. And to me, Discord is a really great way to organize the information and organize the conversations.
Yeah, it reminds me of a, now I think these kids are in here just body slamming each other. I'm pretty sure that's where it's escalated. But it reminds me of like forums. Like I used to be a part of an airsoft yes. community. And so I was always into forums and searching forums about different products and things like that. So yeah. Okay. So listen, so I love that part of it. I love the organization part of it. Mm-hmm. I love the categorization and different segments. So if you want to, let's jump right in and show us around, you know, maybe how do you, if I'm starting a Discord server, like what is step one? Do I go get a bunch of people and then convince them to help me start it? Or do I just start it and invite them? Like, where do I go? Where do I start?
You know, there's a lot of ways to do this. And I have been asked the question several times, do I need to have a community first before I have a Discord server? And my answer is always like, every smart person is, it depends. It depends if your ego is such that you can't handle a little bit of quiet for a while.
All right.
Right. So if you're driven by algorithms and you want to see the stats and the numbers and all that kind of thing, then you do want to have a community first. So my origin story getting into Discord itself is that, I mean, Billy, when you say I have a Discord server, but I don't know what to do with it and I really don't understand. Like I was there 18 months ago and I had literally a 15-year-old kid from the Netherlands in my community who was back channeling me on a live stream saying, you need a Discord server. You need a Discord server. And I'm like, yeah, what's a Discord? And he explained it to me and he showed it to me and I went, yeah, no, this looks really terrible. Like, look, I can't understand this. There's yeah. all this text and it's dark and scary and it looks as for its gamers.
And there's bots.
And there's bots stuff, and
talking
and
to me.
Like, is that where spammers live? And, you know, putting on my Jim Gaffigan voice, is that where the spammers go? So I resisted very hard for about 3 months, but this kid kept hammering at me and I'm like, fine, set me up a Discord server and we'll invite a few people and see what happens. So my expectations were very low for this. I didn't go in saying, this is going to explode my business 10 times and bloop, bloop, clickbait. I was just, let's see what goes, because my Facebook group sucked. There was no activity. I couldn't teach anybody anything because nobody was paying attention. Mm. I couldn't get their attention because I was fighting with their, you know, drunken racist uncle and, you know, yeah. whatever other political feeds were coming
yeah,
through.
Right.
And I couldn't
it's
get
busy.
Their attention, right? Exactly. So once people started filtering in, and because I had a nice group of fans that I'd built up from YouTube, these people just like, whoa, oh my God, we love each other. Let's talk and be best friends. And that was all, you know, that was sort of the essential ingredient, that these people had something very deep in common. They had common goals. They had something that they were galvanizing around, which was the information I was giving. And then I was there all the time. So that's one of the things that I think people don't want to super grok onto when they start a Discord server, is how much they really do need to be present and engaged. And it doesn't mean that you're writing an essay every day and you're writing a post in one of the channels that's like a blog post. Like, no, just going in and doing a few emoji reactions and posting a GIF or two and then saying, hey, yo, I love what you're doing. Congratulations or whatever. That can be enough that people understand, yeah, Keely's here and she's actually like looking at my stuff and she's paying attention and this is cool. And that is really what I think people want, is that personal acknowledgement, that relationship, that engagement, knowing that I'm a part of that other person's life, this network's life. So that's the key for me with getting those Discord servers started. So how yeah. much are you in your Discord, Billy?
let's see. I think I logged in there like 3 times this month. I'm solid. So, okay. So I think that, and that is probably one of the things that people don't understand, that I still don't understand because I haven't done it. Mm-hmm. So I haven't done the work to build that community, but how mm-hmm. do you keep these? I mean, that's the biggest thing for me, is like, you go in there and you post, and I don't want to be promotional and spammy, but right now if I post something, I think I posted like, how do you build your Discord, and tagged everyone with, you know, with our link in it. So it's like, they're yeah. probably like, dude, you've never come in here, and then you want to just sell me on and watching your show, like, get out of here. And I know it's wrong. I know it's naughty to do that, but I'm like, I don't know what else to do. So do you have like any prompts or like anything that you say, hey, go in there every day and ask this question or ask it, you know, something or like some, you know, like some kind of help me out here. Cause I just, I'm creating content in so many places that to try and go, you know, create more content in hopes that other people will talk to me is like really discouraging at times, like you said, and maybe I'm just riding that pride wagon. So I'm a little butthurt when people don't do what I want.
I totally get it. And I think maybe one of the things you can do to help yourself out is to shift your thinking from Discord as another content platform to Discord as a conversation platform.
Okay. All right.
So some people treat the Discord server as another place that they can post their tweets, they can post their lives, they can post these things, and then they expect people to have the same kind of conversations around it. And that just doesn't work. What you want to do is just sort of start conversations with people that you don't have to create a lot of content for. So for example, if I'm in my own Discord server, which I'll admit is very quiet because it's small and I'm still trying to figure out these things as well, but I'm not down on myself. I'm not like, oh, my own Discord server sucks. But I will post things like, hey, I found this new bot and it's really cool. You know, you might want to check it out. Now that's something that I could put in a tweet, for example. Like that's the same kind of conversational aspect, dropping a little bit of knowledge or a little bit of experience. Or if somebody asks a question about, oh, I'd like to have a bot that can calculate experience based on voice channels, and I'll start asking more questions about, so why do you want to do that? Like, what's your intention? How are you going to reward people? Like, what's your XP going to be all about? Are you going to give people merchandise? Are you going to give people extra membership perks? And then you're having a conversation instead of having a post and everybody come on in, sort of, you know, it's instead of it being so disjointed, it's just a lot more organic. So I guess I'm really lucky in FH Empires because conversations happen very easily because everybody has questions or situations or experiences that they want to share and they want to get input on. And just having a community that's willing to ask questions about their own experiences. Hey, I was doing this game and this coach called me this name and I didn't know what to do. What do you guys think? Bang, you know, there you go. And you've got all these people helping each other out, contributing. And then I march in and say, here's what I think you could do. Here's a couple of ideas, you know. Come back and tell me how it went when you do it. And so you've got, it's just an ongoing relationship.
Now, would you say that to really be successful that I would need a niche topic, a niche audience? Because, you know, I have Creating Daily, but it's kind of, I mean, you know, Creating Daily is pretty bold. I mean, I'm talking to you about Discord. I'm talking to somebody else about studios. I'm talking to somebody else about microphones. It's like, it's kind of all over the place. And there's not that, you know, like with Ecamm, they have one, but I feel like there's a lot of moving parts. The software is always developing. It's always, people are always asking questions. There's always new people coming to the party and they need a lot of help. And I'm like, I just don't have that type of audience, I don't think, and most people I'm networked with at this point are pretty established creators, so they're not really they're answering more questions than they're asking. So how do you work in that type of environment? What would be your recommendation?
Ooh, it's hard because I think building anything, building any kind of community, doesn't matter where it is, it's easier to do if you do have that focus niche. So my FH umpires is I'm helping field hockey umpires get better. And those people can be all around the world, but the niche has built itself because the people who are attracted to my content all seem to be at, most of them seem to be at the just sub-national level of umpire. I have a ton of what we would call sort of level twos from a variety of countries, but they're all people who are just sort of lost in the system and they don't have one-on-one coaching and they don't have that sort of thing. So those are the people that have gravitated to my content, who like the way I explain things, they like the kind of support I offer, and that's great. So I think it takes time for all of us to find what our, you know, our real niche is, whatever that customer avatar. I hate that language. It's terrible. It's just like, no, these are my people and I like them and they like me. Boom. That's all I want to acknowledge.
Yeah,
so
I love that.
For me, it's like, so who resonates the most with your content? Who seems to want to come and they get the most value out of you and they start asking the questions? It just might be a little early in your journey for that. So that I think, and the other aspect of it is, what questions do you really love answering? Like, what are the ones that you're like, oh my God, I'm so glad you asked that here. And you're so excited about, because you're passionate about that material and you love teaching. Sorry, you love teaching it. You love sharing it. You're just, you can tell I'm getting like all excited just thinking about getting excited. And when you find that subject area, that thing that you could talk about for 2 hours, that I think is what you really want to niche into, because that's where your passion lies.
Yeah.
And people know that, they feel it, and they want to be a part of it.
I love that. And one thing, once again, these kids, man, I love they're having fun. Like, I wish I was having as much fun as they are listening to them. No.
They're great.
They're so great. These kids are great. So let me ask you this question. You said, you know, like, it's if you're a niche and you're talking about subjects and you're bringing people into your Discord server. Mm-hmm. And so maybe we, you know, and I started a Discord when I didn't really and still don't really have a big, you know, big audience. I mean, just quite frankly, yeah. It's like in this still growing space, but what is the way that you're attracting people? And then how are you asking them to come to Discord? Is it just like, yeah, anyway, I'm just going to let you answer the question. There we go. You're the pro.
No, that's good. You're adding more things that I'm like, oh yeah, I need to make sure I include that. So when I first started the server, on every single live stream, I have, want to continue the conversation-ish, something like that, come to the Discord and I'll be there. And I talk about it on every single live stream. I pull up the text overlay. I say, hey, do you like this? You'll get more of me if you come to the Discord. And I used to get DM questions to all of the social platforms all day. And when there was a big tournament on, I would just get floods of it. And I was spending so much time answering one specific question that had an audience of one person. And I'm like, man, that is a big waste of time. That is not helping me out whatsoever. I need to be able to broadcast this answer to so many more people, because clearly if this one person needs to know, there's probably 100 umpires who need to know. So let's get this out there. So now all of my DMs say, if you have a question about an umpiring scenario, come to fhumpires.com/Discord and I'd be happy to answer. And that way I can scale my engagement with people and I can scale my knowledge instead of it being so so singular and entrapping. And that's really helped me manage my time around that. So that was a big way to do that. Say, if you want one-on-one attention from me, well, it won't be one-on-one, but come into the Discord and you will get my direct attention. I will be absolutely there with you and boom. So that's really helped. That's helped to motivate people, because I have an offer. I'm offering something in my Discord you can't get anywhere else, which is,
love that.
I'll answer your question in the Discord for free. You know, it's fine. The other thing that I started doing was, as it took me about 3 months to figure out that this Discord thing was absolutely going to work. It was lights out. I'm like, this is awesome. And I switched my membership only services from what I was trying to do on Facebook, in a Facebook, private Facebook group, into the Discord server. And it's fantastic. I'm like, if you want to sign up for this workshop, I conduct it in Discord. If you want to be in my weekly mentorship huddles, they're in the Discord. If you want to join the watch party that we're going to have for all the yellow members, where we talk through a game together that's going on live, it's in the Discord. I do those specific valuable things that people are paying for in the Discord. And that means that they're coming in, they're looking at other questions, they're going into the off topic and sharing a chicken cacciatore recipe. And, you know, it's bringing people into the environment where I can do all these things. And that's the other thing that I love about Discord, is that I can provide everything that my membership needs, almost everything, in the same space. So it's like our clubhouse, really. And I don't like to use clubhouse, because now we're thinking clubhouse. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, people can you know, duck into a room and be in a workshop or a direct one-on-one meeting with me, but then they can also be, you know, going into the rec room and seeing that a bunch of people are talking about, I don't know, some game that they all had together last week or whatever. So that helps cement those ties that they have to each other.
I love
so
that.
Much more strongly.
I love that. So can you, I know we have the capability of pulling up your Discord and kind of maybe for people who don't know what Discord is at all, maybe just a quick overview, but then show us how you set yours up. Because I love the thought of, you know, like, this is more of doing life together versus just, you know, life virtually as much as we can versus just, hey, let's jump in and just be all about business. But having those spaces with recipes and all that fun stuff. So, and talk about kids screaming behind. I shouldn't bring attention to it, but it's, I can hear it. So I know everyone else can. So I'm going to jump to your main screen. I'm going to let you have control and take us for a spin here.
Absolutely. Okay. So, that's sharing. Okay, did you want me to share in Ecamm, or are you going to pull up my my Discord guest?
Yeah, here we go. I'll pull this up right here. We go.
I'm just saying. Okay, now they can see it. Okay. All good. Those kids are throwing you off, man.
I can't remember how we set it up. Remember I told you before, like, I'll set it up and I'll forget how I did it. So, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, you're completely prescient. You knew exactly what was going to happen. So one of the things that people find when they first open up the Discord app is, yes, mine is very busy. There's a lot of things going on in it, but don't get scared of this. What I did, first of all, is I changed my appearance mode. And if you go into your user settings and you change appearance, you can put Discord in light mode. And when you do this, a lot of people go, oh, it looks so much more friendly. And that's fine. I was in light mode for about 6 months, and all the hardcore Discorders were making fun of me because if you're a real Discorder, you don't use light mode, but whatever.
Can they tell if you're in light mode?
No, but we'd talk about it, or I'd share a screenshot of something and they'd be like, ew, gross, bah, my eyes are burning. You know, they do the whole thing, which is really hilarious. But it's funny how just a change of color scheme can make things look more approachable for you. This looks more like another kind of app that you might use. And when you look at the whole setup of Discord, let's see if I can bring up my whole. Yeah, there we go. So on the left-hand side, think of this as sort of the highest level of your whole Discord experience. These are all the different servers that I'm a member of. And I've got a bunch of DMs at the top. A lot of people want my attention today, which is really cool. I'm like so popular. But here are all my servers, and I've got some folders that I've got a bunch of server stuffed into because I'm there. But within my FH Umpire server, this is now the active one. The next slot over in the app is your channel list. Okay, so this has got all the channels and categories that are inside a server. Now, my server here, because I've got about 640 people now, which I know isn't really, I'm super proud of how many people are in this, to be honest. And I love the organization, but it didn't start this way. It didn't start with all these categories and all these channels because I didn't know what people wanted from me. But it became more obvious as time went on that I needed an entire channel called Ask FHU, and that this would be a thread-only channel where people could ask questions and they could get answers that I either gave them directly or I sanction other people's answers for them. So this builds organically depending on how people are interacting, what they're talking about, and all that kind of thing. Of course, there's always gifts that are going on all over the place and people talking. Another powerful part of Discord that a lot of people don't know about until they've been inside for a little while is that you can have exclusive channels and exclusive categories for different roles. So my entire membership, you can see here, I've got FHU 3T green, yellow, and red. These are all membership levels that people pay for different kind of access to. And in there, I can provide things like my huddles are only for Yellow members, and they can come in here, and only they have access to this channel. And when we're having a huddle, they pop in, and all they have to do is just click on the huddles button, and boom, they're in the voice channel, and we can start talking. So that's really helpful. And then there are areas that I have that are that people can elect to be part of. So I've got a whole builder section now where people who want to contribute to the FH Umpires community in a different way. And I actually was talking to Melanie from Ritual Motion yesterday about NFTs and about community building that way and how to get people to sort of earn NFT tokens within a community. So it gave me some ideas and I'm starting that on my server. So you can build what you need for your own community. What are your members asking for? What exclusive experiences you want to provide for certain people? You can do that with combination of roles and organization here in this server. So it's just really cool. I'm kind of in love with all of it. It's a little obscene how much I enjoy it. Ask me some questions now because I'm like, here, let me show you. It's like show and tell, and I should really be answering questions.
No, you're good. I love that because I love to see what other people's Discord servers look like and how they have them organized. And one thing that you mentioned that I think we should definitely bring attention to is you didn't just go in and set up all this stuff. You went in, you know, very like chill and set up maybe a few things and then built it out. I think that's probably my server. I made a huge mistake because I just assumed that everyone wanted all these different categories. So I'm probably going to go in there and just delete a bunch of categories because I love that you said, hey, I just came in, started the conversation, listened to what people wanted, and I build according to what they want. I think that's so smart to do it that way.
So, yeah, absolutely. It makes it look, I mean, there's kind of this balance to be had because I'm sure you kind of felt this way. Like, I want to look like I have a really elaborate server and there's all these places and all these conversations. But if people come in and they click on all the channels and everything's empty, well, that makes it a little bit harder. And so I started small. I started with a small group of people who I really trusted, who I knew were going to establish the culture of this whole environment, the way that I wanted to express our community values in and that sort of thing. And that way we were seeding the conversations. And when they'd say, you know what, we really need a channel for kit. And it's kind of more of a European UK term for the gear that we use as umpires. So now, oh my goodness, there are a whole bunch of emojis. I didn't even see this. They surprise me all the time, my people. They're just so fun. But you know, there's conversations going on about the radios you can use and where do you get good umpiring pants if you're a guy and where do you get good skirts and what are your favorite whistles and all this sort of thing. And when people asked for it, I was like, bang, yep, I'll set that up. Boom, here's a kit and let's get people going in there. The other thing that's really important to have are moderators right from the start. So people who are your fans who are like, yeah, I'm willing to, I get you. I get this community. I know what you're about. And I can help guide new members to put their stuff in the right sections and to talk in the right way and all that kind of thing. I'm really strict in my server about people being supportive. I don't take any garbage talk about whether if an umpire had a bad game on a, you know, a big international stage and everybody saw it, nobody gets to call them names. Nobody gets to call them bad. We can talk about mistakes, but we talk about them in a very constructive manner. And everybody in this community knows that because my moderators are all on side. They all understand why we do it that way. They've been with me for a few years and it means that I don't have so much direct work to do and I can just experience the great stuff that's happening and all the fun exchanges and help share my knowledge, which is why I'm there.
Yeah, I love it. And I love that you said moderators from day one and kind of figuring out the rules and how to play by the rules, because I think that's the biggest thing I see in other Facebook, I'll just say Facebook groups, for instance. Like every Facebook group, except for maybe two that I'm a part of, are just absolute dumpster fires. I'm like, what is happening? And they start out like really awesome, but then no one is there to wrangle the children. And so then they get out of hand and burn the place down. And so I love that you're like, hey, get some moderators, get some people who get what you're doing. So even when you're showing me this, and even though I have a Discord server, there's a little bit of overwhelm of like, wow, this looks like a whole lot of stuff going on. And I know that you help people with this. So Is this something that you one-on-one coach? Is, do you have a Discord server where people can, I mean, I know you have a Discord for creators, Discord server. Mm-hmm. So like how do you take us, how do we walk through the journey with you to master our own Discord server?
Well, hopefully our journey is much like many journeys with creators, is that maybe you found me on social media and you're like, oh, here's an Instagram of this, you know, weird Canadian lady who seems to love Discord. Or here's here's her Twitter feed and she's talking about Discordy things. And then you get to know my approach and the way that I talk about Discord, hopefully in an accessible and understandable way on YouTube streams. And then at that point, if you're interested in getting things set up, we do things one-on-one. And what I've found interesting in my own Discord for Creators server is that it actually is kind of hard to provide the right information for people because everybody's situation is very specific. So for example, I just finished rolling out the Ecamm Live server. So big, well, you know, they wouldn't describe themselves as a big company, but I think they're a big company with, you know, a big community presence, very strong. And what they needed to have in their server and the way that it was set up had to be much different than the way that I did FH Empires because of the breadth of their community and the type of people that were going to be coming in and what they're looking for. So I had to make sure that the rules were very strong about not people not self-promoting, just throwing in their live streams wherever they wanted and that sort of thing. And setting up the information categories in a way that made sense for what people who want to learn about Ecamm, how do they think about the software and what questions do they have? So everybody's situation is quite different. And it's hard to sort of give general advice like everybody should install Me6Bot. Well,
yeah, I think I did maybe, that on accident.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's probably a great solution for you, but it may not be the perfect match for you depending on what kind of people are coming into your server and when and what kind of services you're trying to provide. So it really does take that sort of that one-on-one communication. I'm super happy to have conversations with anybody and let's face it, just like with everything in the creator universe, you can do everything on your own.
True.
But do you have time to do everything on your own?
True.
Do you have time to learn all this stuff on your own? So you hire a coach or a manager who knows all the shortcuts, who's made all the mistakes already that you don't have to make on your own. And that's what I am for Discord servers. So if you're the kind of person who's like, yeah, I can see my community moving into this kind of space, but I just don't know where to start. I don't know where to go. You can just strike up a conversation. Unlike FH Empires, you can DM me. I will answer questions on DM. DMs are open. And we can see where we go from there. So
it's
a very individual sort of service.
Now, do you guys offer management as well? Like,
Absolutely. So I can either set up a server and just say here after 3 months, I'll train your moderators up. I'll train you up as your own server owner. And then after 3 months go, I love you. Bye. Do your best, you know, and sail off into the sunset and, you know, wish you all very well. Or I can stay on to be a server manager to make sure that as your server is organically growing, you're matching the needs of your community as it gets bigger and help give you ideas and strategies of, okay, here's a way you can provide a Discord only service that will bring more people into the community. You can answer their questions in here and I can help you with those techniques and strategies because that's the hardest part is figuring out how do I deliver the value I know I have in this particular setting.
Gotcha. So I know we're talking about, because this is called Creating Daily, we're talking about creators using this, but in your business, are you seeing a lot of other like business owners, small business kind of taking their conversation with their customers a level deeper? Because we're, you know, both of us are small business owners. So I'm sitting here going, oh, there might be a consulting, you know, something I do there or live streaming or Amazon, you know, something that I'm working with clients and bring them into a Discord server, which I really haven't thought about because I'm like, I haven't mastered Discord, if that will ever happen. Probably not, because it always changes. But have you been seeing a lot of that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Because people can provide that again, that two-way dialogue and that instantaneous participation and hands-on experience. So for example, I offer in the eCAM live server, I do orientations a few times a week where I show the new members how to use Discord. So as long as they can get into the voice channel, and I'm like, great, you're here. Let's do this stuff together. So I can share my screen. I can show them what's going on in Discord and say, hey, you see how I'm hovering over this thing? That's where you go to mute your microphone. And, you know, I can lead them step by step through all the basics. And because it's very visual and hands-on, they can do stuff at the same time. And they might have a question for me like, well, Keely, what's this thing up in the top corner? And I'll be like, can you show me? Here, share your screen and we can walk through it. And then we can have a much more interactive learning experience where I can guide them through learn and do. So one of the second most powerful way to learn anything, the first one is to teach it. The second one is to do it. So we can have this learn and do environment and have that instantaneous conversation. And it's just so much fun. So if you're the kind of creator who's like, I love my people and I want to get to know them better and I want them to learn more stuff from me and I want to learn from them, because if I can have this conversation with them, I learn so much from the umpires I work with.
Yeah.
And I learn so much when I'm teaching Discord to eCammers. I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that button was there because I've just never used it. And then suddenly I'm learning something because they're asking me a question.
I love it.
And I'm like, yeah, that's a good way to look at it. So it's just, I think it's what we're aiming for as creators with small communities. And that way your people get to know you better. They trust you even deeper or more deeply. Sorry, I'm very grammatically correct. They trust you more deeply. And then that's when you have people who want to be a part of your journey all the time. Those true fans, you're going from the, you know, 1,000 people who spend $100 a year to 100 people who spend $1,000 a year with you.
That's good.
You know, that's more accessible for people like you and I than aiming for like 1,000 or 10,000 fans. Yeah. That's hard. That's hard.
Yeah, 100%. I love this conversation. I love what you're doing. And that's why I went to the DMs. I went to the DMs on Discord and invited you to the show. And I want to encourage people to go check, you know, your server out, to go check you out. But then also you got a little discordcreators.com/10 that's going to get people the 10 must do's for your new server setup. Is that right?
Wow, that was really good you picked that up because we didn't even share that in our pre-show conversation. By the way, I have a lead magnet. I hate the term lead magnet so badly, but if you want to try setting up your own server and just get your feet wet, you can set up like a messy place, like a sandbox, a test environment. I have two development servers where I develop for different reasons, and they're open to, like, I've invited two of my friends because I'm like, I need you to sometimes be there when I'm trying to test certain things out. But I install and uninstall all kinds of bots and I see how things work and I muck around and I delete this and I garbage that. And so you can go ahead and set up your own server. And that 10-step checklist is a great way just to get things covered off so you feel comfortable with the concept of, okay, the first step is to make sure it's a little bit secure. And then I go into building a few roles and then I go into this. So that is a nice way to sort of introduce yourself to the back end of Discord. And, you know, once you're there, you might find, hey, I can build everything I need at this point. And maybe you run a server for a year and you get 100 members and you've got a nice little core of people and you're like, you know what? I now want to integrate some automation into this. And that's when you really want to start calling in somebody else because ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I think it's a good game plan really to get in there and figure out, like, and what I did too is I went and joined a bunch of servers just to figure out, like, do I even like this? Like, do I personally like engaging in a Discord server before I go build one and have to manage it and do all those fun things? And so that was, you know, it's kind of like going and being a guest on a podcast. before you start a podcast to figure out, like, do I like doing this? So let's see. Here we go. We got a question here in the chat. And feel free, guys. We got a couple minutes left, so feel free to do any questions. It says, what is the link for the 10-step Discord process? I believe it's in the show notes. If not, I will put it in there. But it's discordforcreators.com/10, and that's the number 10, 10.
Yeah, I think that's what I did.
I think that's what it is. I copy and pasted it from somewhere. I know.
What kind of pretty URL did I set up for that one? I don't even know. But
I think
there
that's
you go.
It. It's working in my Google Docs. So
perfect. Thank you for testing that out for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I should have been more prepared on that aspect, but that's totally fine. Going in and finding other service to be a part of is a really good way to start, but don't let that necessarily be determinative, right? So I'm a member of a few servers that I despise. They are hot trash. They are just a mess. I hate the people. I think the moderators are terrible, but I look at that because I'm learning from that experience, but that doesn't mean that's what Discord is. Like if your first experience in a Discord server is going into a crypto space, holy smokes, that's just gonna burn the skin off your face. Don't do that. Find a community of people that you like. So let's say you are an ecammer, join the ecam live Discord server and go in there, because you're going to know some of the people, you know what they're about, you're going to feel safe and comfortable and just sort of explore that environment. I was the person who had their own Discord server and I literally hadn't joined anything else. I had no idea, but I was like, this seems pretty cool. Because that's my awesome. People and my vision of what kind of culture I wanted to have was so strong. I knew I could build a great environment. I knew that the server was going to be fun because I was going to make it that way. Damn it. So
yeah, I love it.
You guys are going to love it here.
You guys are going to love it or leave. There's a door. There's the exit button.
Absolutely.
Well, I love this. I love your energy. I love everything you're doing. And the Discord for Ecamm is where we connected. And and that's what, and really, you know, as a consumer of, well, I guess a customer of Ecamm, I've literally stayed with Ecamm through some crucial moments and frustrations with the software, but I've stayed for the community. So there's times that my eyes were looking at different softwares, but I'm like, man, I just love DocRock. I love, you know, all these people in this community, and I just got to stay, you know, and I'll figure out the tech problem because people do business with people and they want to build these communities. And so I think there's a lot to be learned. And this is just like the tip of the iceberg, I feel like. I mean, and you've walked us through some amazing stuff, you know, some amazing tips. But I want to encourage people to follow you, chase you around the internet and learn all they can from you. And then hire her as a coach and let her just take you from 0 to 60 all the way to the finish line. So I really appreciate you being on the show. And I'll do the old interview. Is there any last thoughts that I didn't set you up to say?
All I can say is at one point somebody told you about Facebook and you opened an account and you said, I have no idea what this means. I cannot understand a single thing, but you know what? We're all on Facebook. This is just another step on that journey. We are all capable of learning this. This is not magic. This is not rocket surgery. You can do this. And if it's the right fit for you, it can be an incredible way to build your creation community. So don't be afraid. Give me a call. Give other people a call. Do anything, but just don't let this opportunity pass you by.
Love it, Keely. Well, high five, long distance. Thank you so much. And speaking of long distance, where in the world are you? You mentioned Canada. You mentioned the UK. You've mentioned a few places. So
I feel like I'm just a global citizen right now. But yes, I've been hiding during the pandemic in Calgary, Canada. That's where I've been
Awesome.
Living. I usually do a lot of traveling, but not in the last 3 years. So that'll change.
Yeah, we're all on the tarmac just waiting to do some stuff. So hopefully we can get back to it. Well, I really appreciate you being on the show. I'll definitely have you back again.
And thank you.
Because I know you're much more than just a Discord expert. So there's a lot of fun conversations that we can have and go down that route. So really appreciate you being on. Thank you so much.
Had a blast. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, everyone, that is it. I hope you got something from this. I know I got fired up to get back into my Discord server and figure that out, and I don't have a way to promote the link. I think it's in the show notes because I just blindly add, copy-paste every link in my world, and maybe I should just change that to Discord. But go to Discord, become part of my Discord server, and I'm going to go in there and clean it up. I'm going to simplify it. And then you guys can tell me what you want to talk about. We can create categories around it. So really appreciate you watching the show or listening to the show. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, like button, share button, all the buttons, all the things to do, all the whatevers to promote this episode. That's what we want. That's what I want you to do. All right. So go do it. But then also go hit the record button, create amazing content. And like I always say, somebody out there is just waiting to hear you give them permission to live out their dream, to live out their destiny. And that's the reason why we do everything we do, is to help you get the confidence to continue to hit the record button and put your message out there, because it changes lives. So really appreciate you watching, and we'll see you Tuesday. I got my friend Anthony Disney coming on. He was able to scale his YouTube channel and was able to monetize it within a six-month period. So 2,400 subscribers in 6 months and also making money off of it. So we're going to break down how he did that, and I really appreciate everyone for jumping in. Real quick, everybody in the chat, I didn't want to interrupt the conversation that many times, but Bez, Sid, Gabe, really appreciate you jumping in and saying hello. You guys are awesome. You rock, and we'll see you in the next episode.